Coming to a comfortable posture, seated in the chair, on the cushion on the floor, or on a bench. If seated in the chair, allowing the feet to be flat on the floor or crossing the ankles in front of you. The back is straight but not stiff, perhaps tilting the pelvis slightly forward to achieve a neutral position for the spine. Softening the shoulders down the back, tipping in the chin slightly. And this meditation can be done with the eyes open or closed. Taking a few moments to check in with the body, noticing what sensations are present on the surface of the skin to deeper down within the body itself. Perhaps noticing the sensations at the points of contact, where the legs or the feet are in contact with the floor or chair, where the arms or the hands are in contact with the legs. Noticing sensations on the surface of the skin, as well as deeper within the body. Allowing whatever sensations you find to be there. Not pushing any sensations away, not holding on to any either. Now checking in with what thoughts and mind states are present. Allowing whatever thoughts are present to be here, welcoming any mind states that are present as well. Noticing any emotions, allowing whatever you find to be there. And now turning the attention to the sensations of the breath. Perhaps sensing the sensations of breathing at the nostrils, feeling the air coming in and out of the nostrils, noticing the temperature of the air as it enters the nose and as it leaves the nose, or perhaps feeling a slight tickling in the nostrils. And there's no need to control the breath in any way, allowing the body to breathe on its own. It's been doing this for many, many years. It knows what to do. And our job in this practice is simply to notice and to feel the sensations of breathing as the air enters and leaves the nostrils. Or perhaps you might notice the sensations of breathing at the chest. So now turning the attention to the chest and feeling the chest rise with the in-breath and fall with the out-breath. Or perhaps you might notice the sensations at the rib cage as the rib cage expands with each in-breath and falls away with the out-breath. Resting the attention either here in the chest or at the rib cage for the next few moments, feeling the sensations of breathing here. And now moving the attention down to the belly. And here, feeling the sensations of breathing as the belly expands with the in-breath and deflates with the out-breath. Perhaps sensing the gentle stretching of the belly wall as the air comes in. And as the air goes out, feeling the deflation in the belly wall. sensing the sensations of breathing from the inside out, being curious about the sensations of the breath. Attending to the entire duration of the in-breath, from the beginning to middle to end of the in-breath. Perhaps noticing the pause between the in and out-breaths, and then attending to the entire duration of the out-breath from beginning to middle to end, and then the subsequent pause after the out-breath. Not controlling the breath, manipulating the breath in any way, breathing faster or slower, deeper or shallower, simply allowing the body to breathe on its own. Receiving the sensations of breathing at the belly. And when you notice that the attention has gone away from the point of focus, in this case, the sensations of breath at the belly, just noting where the attention has gone. Perhaps it's gone to thinking, to planning, to remembering, to obsessing, or to sensations elsewhere in the body, or to sounds. And as soon as we notice that the attention is no longer where we have placed it, in this case, at the belly, then we can just note thinking, planning, remembering, hearing, and then, without giving ourselves a hard time, returning the attention back to the focus of attention, in this case, the belly. And if the attention wanders 100 or 200 times, each time we notice that the attention has wandered, bringing it back, without giving ourselves a hard time, 100 or 200 times. With this practice, we're learning and practicing stabilizing the attention on a single point of focus. And now, over the next few breaths, expanding the awareness around the sensations of breathing to include a sense of the entire body, including the sensations of the breath. So now we're opening up the awareness to take in sensations from head to toe, from side to side and front and back of the body. Sensations on the surface of the skin, at the points of contact between the body and the floor, the bench or the cushion, between different parts of the body, the hands on the legs or the arms on the legs. Sensations deeper within the body, noticing perhaps any areas of holding or tension or bracing, areas of ease and openness and calm. Aware of the changing patterns of sensations in the body. At times allowing the attention to be narrow, and focusing on more narrow aspects of sensations in the body. And then at other times, keeping the attention broader, wider, taking in a whole field of sensation from within the body. At times, the awareness might travel to the surface of the skin in contact with clothing or with air. Aware of the sensations of the breath and the entire body, moment by moment. The body as our anchor to the present moment. Each time you notice that the attention has gone away to thinking about the body or thinking about other things, or to planning or remembering associations and so on, just noting where the attention has gone, and then perhaps without giving yourself too hard a time, returning the attention back to the sensations of the breath and the body. At times, perhaps sleepiness or restlessness might arise. And these might be perfect opportunities to explore the sensations of restlessness in the body, noticing where they're located, how they manifest, arise, staying for a while and changing. Or perhaps we might notice or try and feel the sensations of sleepiness within the body. The physical sensations of sleepiness. Or if after sitting for a while in this way, you might notice some stronger sensations arising in the body, perhaps at the points of contact with the floor or chair, or in the back or shoulders. And if this is the case, it's a perfect opportunity to bring our attention right to the center of the area of intensity, exploring this area with curiosity and with kindness, not so much thinking about the area of intensity, but actually feeling what the sensations feel like, the depth, the breadth, the exact location of these sensations. Noticing if the sensations change or stay static or fluctuate. Do the sensations increase or decrease in intensity or stay the same? Bringing a gentle and kind curiosity to these more intense sensations. And at times, the sensations might become overly intense or overwhelming, in which case, it's an opportunity to, while maintaining awareness of the sensations, moving the body to a more comfortable posture, and then returning attention to this area and exploring it to see what, if anything, has changed. We might also explore the intense sensations with curiosity, as well as an attention on the sensations of breathing, attending to the intense sensations at the same time as attending to the sensations of breathing. And when these sensations disappear or fade away or release their hold on the attention, then returning the attention to a sense of the entire body and the sensations of breathing. Noticing where the attention is right now. If it's no longer on the sensations of the body and the breath, noting where the attention has gone, and then gently and firmly, without giving yourself a hard time, ushering the attention back to the sensations of the breath and the body. And for the last few moments of this meditation, narrowing the attention to the sensations of breathing wherever the breath is vividly felt for you. And as we come to the end of this meditation, perhaps giving yourself some gratitude and appreciation for engaging in this practice. If the eyes were open, widening the gaze, and if the eyes were closed, opening the eyes and letting go of this practice.